In the last few years, I've met a couple of people who are in a complete state of rapture. People who know how to feel blissful. And by visiting with these people, I've started to have an idea about what it might mean to be in that state. But I'm concerned because their rapture doesn't seem to relate to society. Why is that?
Well, part of it is that society hasn't learned how to use that to its advantage. Because the social structures we have treat that as error or something that is undercutting the society rather than its lifeblood. Take, for example, the use of psychedelic chemicals like LSD. Now, I'm not talking about all the symptomatic use of crack and coke. I'm talking specifically about tryptamines now. These chemicals have the capacity to transcend habitual ways of seeing things to allow human beings to see things freshly. And meaning ecstatic, ecstasis, out of the static. And they see it as if for the first time. And so it allows the possibility of change in people that have very intransigent ways, habits of looking at things. The society treats that as a problem rather than a blessing. And you've got to hear that a wise society learns that that's a healthy pseudopod of itself and institutionalizes it either as the shaman or as the tzaddik or in some role in the society that allows it to be profitable to the culture. Like in India, like here, when you lose your ground, when you forget your zip code, you get put in a mental hospital. In India, when you do that, they see the distinction between somebody who is caught in another ego trip and somebody who is really on another plane of reality and just lost their ground. And for those people, they treat them, they call them musts, or God intoxicants, and they treat them with honor and reverence, and they help them through that process. I mean, like Anandamayi Ma, who was a great woman saint in India, she was a very conservative Bengali woman, and then the Shakti, the Kundalini went, and she started doing cartwheels and throwing off her sari, and instead of saying, oh, poor Ananda, you know, Mashugana, they said, you know, they just took care of her. Her husband became her devotee. They took care of her. And as a result, for 40 years or so after that, she was one of the great feeding sources of India. And there was a society that had an institutional structure that allowed for those people and saw their benefit to the society. And I think that we are in an interesting time now when widows can talk to their dead husbands, and it means that there's a possibility something can change. Yes.
The sanctity of life is always something I've had a problem with. It seems like everyone I hear talking about the sanctity of life is really talking about the fear of death. Can you comment?
I don't think it has to be related to the fear of death. I think it often is a line used by people who are afraid of death, yes. And who don't have a bigger context in real sense about it. But I think that the quieter you are and the less you are identified with that which dies, the more you appreciate the exquisiteness of form, and the more you see it's all sacred, and the more you come to treasure it or appreciate it or honor it. And then you would use the sanctity of a human life as a beautiful form in which certain kinds of curriculum can be done. I mean, it's a wonderful form because there's that combination of the heart and the mind. There's the combination of the incredible conceptual structures and also the non-conceptual. There's a beautiful balance. It's a kind of an interesting sandpaper quality you get through that kind of an incarnation. And it's beautiful. It's this thing of, and you appreciate it. And it's not out of fear. It's just out of an appreciation of all forms. That's different. So I think that you can appreciate life from beyond the fear of death, yeah, out of love. questions, yes.
I was wondering if you could speak a little bit about oughts and shoulds on the spiritual path, particularly I should meditate.
The cute line that comes to mind is, I'm tired of being should upon. We have a tendency in our culture to run ahead of ourselves with our minds. The mind anticipates where you want to get to. I want to be just like, you know, the Virgin Mary. And then we try to imitate it. And that's the mind. And there's a timing, like often my mind will see where I'm going to go before I'm ready really to go there. I'm inclined, like I went through periods where I ought to meditate, and now I'm at the period where, you know, there's no ought about it. I mean, I just want to meditate, or I just meditate, even beyond want to meditate. And I realized that a lot of the times when I was busy, like I remember being with Trungpa Rinpoche, a rascal some of you must have known, it's from your territory. And one day I was with Trungpa, and he was, I went to him to give him, consult about my meditation. And he said, Ram Dass, you shouldn't be doing what this thing you're doing. All you should do is this one where you expand outward, Ati Yoga. He said, let's do it together. And we were sitting opposite a table, and he had a sake bottle in his glasses. And we looked in each other's eyes, and we started to go out, just into deeper presence. And I, at one point, he said to me, Ram Dass, are you trying? I said, yeah, I'm trying. He says, no, don't try, just expand outward. I was like, oh. And then, it's the funny place that the stance of trying ultimately is just another, it's the ego sneaking around saying, look how holy I am. And Trungpa's other line is, enlightenment is the ego's ultimate disappointment. See? And it's not going to give up easily, so it's going to sneak around and say, I'll make you a real yogini, you know, just meditate with me, you know, you ought to meditate more. And you get, one of the last traps on the spiritual path is righteousness. And people become such good yogis, and it's known as the golden chain in India. It's gold, but it's still a chain. And you finally have to eat your own righteousness. And you're finally doing what you're doing because you're doing what you're doing. Right? Yes.